The U.S. Department of Justice revealed that authorities have arrested and charged an undocumented Chinese national with allegedly buying and sending guns and ammunition to North Korea. That's according to unsealed court documents unveiled on Tuesday, December 3rd. According to the criminal complaint, Shenghua Wen told investigators that North Korean agents funneled $2 million to his partner for weapons purchases through a Chinese bank account. Prosecutors also say that Wen tried to get U.S. military uniforms. They say it was so North Korean soldiers could disguise themselves and launch a surprise attack against South Korea. The DOJ says Wen met with North Korean officials in China, who ordered him to obtain firearms, ammunition, and other technology for Pyongyang. FBI agents say Wen admitted to shipping two containers of guns from California to Hong Kong. They were smuggled into North Korea in 2023. Wen faces charges of conspiring to violate U.S. sanctions on North Korea. Those sanctions bar sending American goods or money to the country without special permission from the United States. The FBI says that it recovered 50,000 rounds of ammunition from Wen's car in September. Authorities also found devices used to detect chemicals and hidden surveillance technology. Investigators note they found photos of guns and equipment Wen sent. He allegedly told investigators he coordinated smuggling operations through encrypted messaging apps. Wen reportedly came to the United States in 2012 on a student visa that expired in December 2013. He spent more than a decade living in California illegally. Prosecutors accuse him of relying on other people to buy guns and ammunition through so-called straw purchases. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada called the accusations against Wen in the criminal complaint chilling.